Many people are uncomfortable with the idea of polluting the earth while on vacations. They try their best to minimize pollution to the environment while enjoying themselves. On the other hand, some don't know that their activities have increased the depletion of the ozone layer. It has also added to the destruction of the ocean and any lives in it. Many industries, including the hospitality sector, are on this table. They've almost destroyed the ocean, sea, air, and the environment, all in a bid to make a profit, says David Antico, a businessman. He is a hospitality expert who has been a senior executive and businessman for many years. He is skilled in negotiation and business dealings, which has made him highly sought after. So what do we do about this? How do we make people aware that their actions increase rather than decrease pollution? How can we encourage sustainable living and practices? David Antico has explained how the hospitality industry can do better and adopt sustainable practices. What is sustainability? It is the conscious and careful utilization of available resources to prevent damage or using it up. A hospitality firm that does not use sustainable practices is at risk of being sanctioned by the government. It can also get backlash from the people. When we have the right leaders who have the right practice, things are bound to change. Rules, regulations, and steps would be taken to make sure everybody takes sustainable actions. People will be mindful of what they do, and sustainable methods will be efficiently and effectively utilized. Everybody will be responsible for preserving and conserving their environment. Lots of tourists will be drawn to such a place, and the hospitality industry will boom. People will have jobs to do and get income for their hard work. The economy and GDP of that place will increase. Need for a sustainable hospitality sector. Tourism depends on naturally made resources and historical sites to attract visitors and generate income. The success of every hospitality company relies on its ability to preserve natural resources and the local heritage. When these are properly conserved, they will naturally attract tourists, and many will visit again. No tourist would want to visit a historic beach whose ocean is scattered with trash, plastics, and dead fish. It would be a turn-off and they will never go back again. On the other hand, a beach whose ocean and its surroundings have been properly conserved is an attractive site. For instance, 3 years ago a Thai beach was shut down by its government because tourists destroyed the corals. The lives of species living there were threatened. The local area and the government lost a source of revenue because of shutting the beach down. Local business owners had to shut down their businesses because there were no tourists to patronize them. Many locals were left unemployed as a result. These and many more are examples of the consequences of not conserving our environment. Customers like to patronize hospitality businesses like hotels, restaurants, tourist shops, and so on that have sustainable practices. They make adequate research to ensure the services they enjoy strictly follow the environmental, social, and cultural guidelines. The best sustainable practices in the hospitality industry: conservation of energy. Energy should be efficiently used and its consumption reduced. Hospitality firms should teach their workers how to minimize energy consumption. This can be done by switching off lights or appliances when not in use and adjusting electrical appliance settings. There is a need to stop using high energy consumption appliances. Solar panels can be installed instead to cool or heat the room. To combat this issue, industries need to switch to natural or organic resources. They emit small or no carbon to the environment and by extension, to the atmosphere. They should shun the use of harmful chemicals to encourage sustainability. Resources or raw materials are chosen should be biodegradable or recyclable. Materials. Sustainable manufacturing or production methods should be incorporated into the industry. Conclusion. It is the responsibility of the hospitality sector to be part of those who protect the environment and the atmosphere. They should make conscious efforts to positively impact society by not wasting resources. Furthermore, they should stop pollution and encourage the use of natural products. They should protect the ecology, including the flora and fauna. These industries should work hand in hand with the locals, employ them, and give back to the community. According to David Antico, this will provide job opportunities and reduce wastage.